Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
That's right. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast, episode number 84.
Right on.
I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
And here we go for our 84 plus week of doing this podcast.
We were just talking about how we listened to the very first test one that we did 80
number one
some odd weeks ago.
Yeah.
The one that we never released, where we were just kind of goofing around.
Oh, that one.
We were huddled around two microphones, both of us were huddled around one microphone. I don't know if I like being that close to you that way, but the show had to go on.
That's right. We had to get the job done.
Right. And we did. And we still are.
Except we're a lot more advanced now.
Oh, yeah. Soundboard, dual mics, dual headphones.
Yeah.
Masseuses, corporate sponsorship from.
Yeah.
Chris, hit us with some big news.
Well, I was just reading this online today. Did you hear that GM is supposed to be hitting the pause button on the rear wheel drive minus the Camaro?
Yes, I did.
What do you think of that?
I think that it has a lot of different elements in it. One being maybe just like a quick, I got to make an emergency press release on the end of Bob Lutz, just to, I don't know, just kind of like give us a current state of the affairs that, hey, this is something that may need to happen. And for right now, we're going to take the safe measure and just put a hold on some rear wheel drive stuff. After Camaro, he made that very, very clear.
Yeah, they said they were too advanced in the Camaro program to even put that on pause.
But that's for the 2009 model.
That is correct.
What about 2011?
I don't know.
You know, when it's might be bigger and better yet than the 2009.
Maybe once the ball starts rolling, they're not going to be able to stop it.
Well, let's hope so. Also, a lot of people are concerned with the Pontiac G8, considering it made such a huge, huge impact on the auto show.
Sure, sure.
I mean, everybody's waiting for that, and with good reason, and that's also safe.
Yeah.
I'm no expert by any stretch, but I'm thinking that maybe they'll have everything sorted out by then.
Yeah.
You know, the compromise will be reached, and
all their ducks will be in a row.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully. A lot of controversy about the real reasoning behind the CAFE requirements and global warming and this, that, and the other thing.
You just never know. You just never know what can drive that.
Live while you're alive, man.
That's what I have to say.
Screw the planet.
Yeah.
Bring back the styrofoam containers for Big Macs.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to blame anybody, blame McDonald's. Not only does it make people fat, but it screwed up the ozone layer. Sorry.
Boy.
A little tangent there. But this is definitely something that I think is a bigger issue.
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
I don't know. I guess I'm just a person that's going to go with the flow and just keep watching the news, really.
Like the weather and the gas prices. What are we going to do?
There's nothing you can do.
Right.
You just keep opening your wallet. That's all.
I'm moving to Mexico.
No thanks.
Free liquor, man. Free liquor.
No thanks. Well, speaking of auto shows, we got a update from the New York Auto Show from our good friend Chris Lavoti.
Yeah, our New York correspondent.
That's right.
Jason, Chris. Hey, guys, how you doing? It's Chris L. Just giving you guys my annual report from the New York Auto Show since I was out there Friday hooking up with the F-Godfather. I'm sure you guys saw by now the mention of the focus group, so that was really exciting news. Scott was really pumped about that. So stay tuned. We'll be hearing a lot more about that, I have a feeling, in the upcoming weeks. And it's good to see the Orange Concept convertible continuing its conquering tour North America, kicking ass, taking no prisoners. It was great, 3-4 people deep around the turntable, and all the feedback, just eavesdropping in on the people, looking at it, really positive. So full steam ahead, guys. Can't get here soon enough. Keep up the great work with the podcast. I'll be interested to hear what you guys got to say.
Thanks, Chris.
Always nice to hear from our New York correspondent.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that the convertible is going strong over there in New York as well.
We were thinking that it might have been a little played out after last year's concept. And then now the convertible concept, but apparently it's just as strong as always.
Yeah.
4-3-4 people deep.
Awesome.
That's great to hear.
Sweet. You know, something Chris mentioned in his voicemail as well is the focus group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently Chevrolet picked about a dozen people.
12 individuals.
Based on very, very strict criteria and a very diverse amount of people from different backgrounds, incomes, ownership of vehicles, so on and so forth, to be part of a focus group for the next Camaro. And Some people that we know
got chosen.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's good to hear.
It is
should
indeed.
Be fun times.
I'm willing to bet that it will.
Yeah.
And you're right, Chris L. I'll see you there. Anyway, so Chris, we got an email here.
I like when we get these emails out of the blue. This is funny. This was sent by someone named Harwant Sethi. Name sounds familiar. Maybe we've gotten something from him before. I don't know. But he writes in, and this is what he says. Hey, I might have something to talk about if you don't mind taking a suggestion from a hillbilly in Connecticut, a.k.a. the most boring state in the U.S. Are you worried about getting smoked by a Challenger SRT8? I hope you've got a Corvette SS or whatever they call it.
So the question is, are we worried about being smoked by a Challenger SRT8?
Not in the least.
Nope. Next. Thank you.
Thanks. Keep them coming.
Fun, yeah, we love the funny ones. Seriously, thanks for the email. No, we're not worried because we're just not.
No.
No worries in the least. We know what's going, you know.
Have you ever been worried that a Mustang was going to beat you? I wasn't.
No.
No?
No.
I'm not worried about the Challenger either.
No, because it's going to weigh about 18,000 pounds if they make it the size that it was at the auto show.
Well,
I hope they do make it. It'll just give Chevrolet a reason to make the Camaro even more powerful.
Sounds good to me.
I like it.
I buy it. Some more voicemails?
That's right. We got a contest going on. Our last one. We've been doing this for 6 long months.
Yeah, our last iPod to give away.
Yep, we're giving away an iPod, one a month, to get people to call in and, you know, participate in this here very podcast. And this current one is basically the question is, you know, we're going to assume you're going to get a new Camaro, so what are you going to do with it?
Right.
Race it, show it, you know, beat on it, do nothing, mod it. What are you going to do? You know, specific or not, let's hear it. And
we got a few voicemails this week.
That's right.
Hey, this is 82LT1TA. I'm calling about what I'm going to do with my brand new Camaro once I get it. First thing I'm going to do is Saturday night I'm going to head out to the track, see what she's got, and get it home. Guess I'll see what I'll be able to do with the numbers I get from that. I might mod it, I might not. And if I don't mod that one, I'll buy another one to mod that one. You know, you got to have one that you can drive, one you can mod the hell out of, and make it your own. So that's my take on it. I'm going to drive it, you know, buy a car like that to let it sit. So that's what I'll be doing to mine. I'll be racing the hell out of it. Thanks, guys.
Racing the hell out of it.
One to race, one to keep nice.
Hey, sounds good to me.
Because they say you can't have a race car and a show car at the same in the same.
Yeah.
So, good one. Yeah. Good one.
We got one other one here.
Hey, guys. This is Shellhead on the board, and I'm just calling in for your contest. I've already run an iPod, so I'm not even sure if I'm eligible, but frankly, I don't care. You guys are always looking for voicemails, so I'm going to give you one. What am I going to do with my new Camaro? Well, I'm probably not going to be able to wait. Might make some sense, but my car, my 99 Trans Am is getting a little old, so I'm probably going to be first in line for a Camaro. And because of that, I don't really have any plans for what I'm going to do, except as soon as I get it, I like the Zeno idea. That's pretty cool. But the other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go for a nice, long drive. I'm going to make a day of it. Me and my wife probably take the day off to do it, which we've done in the past, and sounds like a really great idea. And we'll probably just go for a drive as far and as long and as fast as we can. Dying to see how the car drives, can't wait. And even though the mods and stuff and all that are great, you know, at first I'm just going to really, really enjoy having it, driving it. And then maybe I'll put some Firebird emblems on it. I don't know. I'll probably just leave it the way it is. But, you know, anyway, I'll see where it goes from there and, you know, probably take my wife out to dinner and, you know, try and impress as many people as I can in the process and just have fun with it. So that's it. Talk to you guys later. Good luck with this contest. Hope you get more voicemails.
Awesome voicemail.
Yeah, I like that one.
It's a real bummer that you've already won because it kind of makes you ineligible for
yeah.
to win this one, but definitely deserves an honorable mention.
Absolutely.
Just a little thought went into that. It's kind of simple, but, you know.
Yeah, I would love, oh, man, that's, you know, when I get my new Camaro, that's exactly what I want to do, too. I want to take a nice, long drive.
I'm going to bring mine over here and ram it into yours.
Okay.
Well, good luck there, Shell Head Dude. Yep. Thanks for that kick-ass voicemail.
Yeah.
And we still got a couple weeks left in this, at least a couple.
At least.
And we're, like we said, we're giving away an iPod to the one we, you know, like the most. And we're also giving away one of the free CamaroZ28.com diecast cars.
That's available.
That's right. It should be sometime this June. So here's how to get in on the contest and let us know what you think about the subject.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
We've been doing this lately, a sponsor of the week. We pick a random, you know, supporting vendor from our website.
Yeah.
And, you know, pay a little homage to those who support CamaroZ28.com and who keep it running for free to you.
Right. So who is it this week?
FastToys.net.
Oh.
Been around for a while.
One of our Canadian friends.
Yeah, we got plenty of those.
Yeah.
And Phil's no exception. Has your usual standard bits, but every now and then, if you poke around his website there, you'll see some things that are a little bit off the beaten path. For example, one of his products, the FTRA, the Fast Toys Ram Air.
Yeah.
Very, very popular product. Everybody loves it because it works. So definitely check it out and see what else he's got to offer. And yeah. Phil, if you're listening, thanks for supporting CamaroZ28.com. Something we haven't done in a while. I thought I'd make a quick mentioning of this.
Okay.
We used to do every week a thread of the week and a site of the week.
Right.
And we stopped doing it probably, geez, man, 6 months ago, 8 months ago?
Yeah, somewhere around there. We were just sick of looking for stuff. And, well, and none of you guys are actually recommending any.
That's right. Like, we like to throw out some credits for the other cool sites that are out there. And we did a lot of them. But we kind of exhausted the heavy hitters, you know. So there's got to be more out there. Not to mention a thread of the week, something that's really interesting on the board.
Right.
You know, all you got to do is just...
God, there's only like 4 million of them.
Yeah, 4 million you know, posts on the board. But we ran out of suggestions, so we're open to them. And you know how to contact us. Just shoot a link to us at webmasters@CamaroZ28.com or even leave us a voicemail at the number we mentioned before. And we appreciate the input. We'll try to throw it up there if we feel it's worthy.
That's right.
And I think that's going to wrap it up for us for this week. Am I right, Chris?
That's right.
All righty. Well,
let's get the hell out of here.
All right.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
You know, after that long drive, you know, and taking your wife out to dinner... Are you going to try out the back seat, too?
You're looking at me when you're saying that. Are you talking to me?
No, not you.
Because we know that never happened with my wife. She doesn't listen. What do I care?